For the first time in information warfare history, the U.S. military is using computer email propaganda messages, in this case to try to sway Iraqi public opinion against Saddam Hussein. A senior Pentagon military official says U.S. information warfare specialists have been sending what he describes as propaganda emails to Iraqi computer addresses. It's understood to be the first time such a high-tech psychological operation has been conducted, but the senior official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the technique is what he describes as a fairly easy way to reach into people's mailboxes in Iraq. The official declines to give many details, but he says that while the routing of the messages is disguised for security reasons, their origin is unmistakably American because the contents make clear they reflect the views of the United States government. The emails reportedly encourage dissent and warn against the use of chemical or biological weapons. They also seek information on the location of weapons of mass destruction. The senior official says the effort is designed to plant what he describes as seeds of doubt about the wisdom of keeping Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein in power or following his orders. The official acknowledges Mr. Hussein has what he calls an iron grip on the country and is not particularly vulnerable, but the official says sowing dissent, especially among military leaders in Iraq, might prompt them to think seriously about forcing him from power and perhaps pushing him into exile. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said in recent weeks that one of the best options for avoiding a possible new war with Iraq would be for Saddam Hussein to leave the country. Besides the computer messages, the Pentagon has begun radio broadcasts into Iraq aimed at turning soldiers and civilians against Saddam Hussein. Alex Belita, VOA News, The Pentagon.